DoD started the pilot program nearly a year ago based on a simple premise. Since foreign hackers weren't having much luck stealing information from Defense Department systems, they had turned their sights on systems owned and operated by companies in the defense industrial base. So far, the program includes only a few dozen firms, and there's a waiting list of companies who want to join. But DoD Chief Information Officer Terry Takai says that's about to change.
We have a federal rule that we've been working on, I think, 2 years now. And the White House is telling me that we may get that rule out, which means that our plan this year is to expand from 37 companies to 200 companies. And I think that'll give your companies an opportunity to come in, have a working agreement with us, and be able to share.
The sharing would involve both classified and unclassified data. And Takai says the federal rulemaking process would effectively take the pilot program and make it permanent. The information sharing would work both ways. Private firms would share information about the attacks they're seeing with the National Security Agency. She's hoping that rule will be published sometime in the next 60 days. And it will also form the basis for a similar cyber threat information sharing program in the Department of Homeland Security that was just started in January. That one's designed to share information with internet service providers so they can help defend their networks and customers against attacks. Takai spoke at a cybersecurity forum hosted by Northern Virginia Congressman Jim Moran.
That's a really big deal. There's going to have to be a mutual level of confidence and trust and security. The money is going to follow. There are millions of jobs at stake around the country, really around the world, in continuing to do what we've been doing.
DoD officials say the exfiltration of data from private firms is the most prevalent cyber threat the nation faces at the moment. Rear Admiral Samuel Cox, the Director of Intelligence at U.S. Cyber Command, says he thinks some cyber threats are being overhyped in the media and that it's unlikely a potential adversary would be able to pull off a spectacular attack, like shutting down the entire U.S. electric grid, at least in today's environment. He says most incidents that are characterized as attacks are more aptly described as probes or even espionage.
And what's really hurting the United States right now is industrial espionage on a massive scale. That is primarily targeted against high-tech capability that, when stolen, give potential adversaries the ability to leapfrog technological hurdles and catch up to the United States in high technology, which includes defense, but also commercial applications as well. I think the American people, when they hear in the news media every day that we suffer, however big number with many zeros after it, and then they look around and go, but things continue as normal, I think they become immune to what the real threat is. And the threat is what's my job to focus on a daily basis, is increasing at a rapid and accelerating rate.
As for U.S. Cyber Command's own offensive capabilities, Cox says they're the strongest in the world, but other nations are uncomfortably close. In some cases, he says, as little as 2 years behind. DoD officials routinely refuse to talk about offensive cyber capabilities in specific terms in public, but Cox did offer some insight into when Cyber Command would use those weapons. The answer, only in the most extreme cases.
My first observation would be, if you live in a great big glass house, you need to be real careful about what rocks you throw at other people, no matter how shiny and neat those rocks are. Because even someone on the low end of the spectrum with crude rocks can do real damage if they throw them back. So any discussion of offensive cyber operations, I can guarantee you will be conducted with the greatest of care and planning, and only in response to extremely grave threats, and only with the authorization of the very highest levels of the U.S. government. It should never be used any kind of cavalier manner.
DoD's currently finalizing a set of rules of engagement for what specific actions it can take against an adversary in cyberspace. The effort is complicated, Cox says, because conducting cyber war while minimizing collateral damage turns out to be extremely difficult. He says that's another factor that makes cyber war an asymmetric threat for the U.S.
If an adversary or anyone wanted to wage unrestricted cyber warfare against undefended civilian targets, and you don't care too much about collateral damage or fratricide or stealth, and you're kind of willing to accept a rather haphazard result, that's comparatively easy to do. And that's why our country is vulnerable to that kind of attack. But if you're trying to do precision strike in cyberspace with a very high degree of confidence that you will do what you intend to do and not do what you don't intend to do, that takes enormous amounts of intelligence, planning, great care, and some very carefully crafted tools, cyber tools, that won't boomerang against you later on, down the road. So offensive operations is actually really, really hard.
To improve its cyber capabilities and make sure they keep up with the pace of technology, DoD wants to increase its adoption of commercial security products. Neil Ziering, the technical director for the National Security Agency's Information Assurance Directorate, says DoD will still have to assemble and integrate those products in a well-thought-out, scientifically proven way, but it has to overcome the not-invented-here syndrome.
There's all sorts of culture within the DoD and even within NSA, I'm not too proud to admit it, that says, yeah, let's build our own thing and it'll be really perfect and wonderfully adapted to its job. We got to get away from that. You come into government and there's this snooty attitude of, well, I'm not buying your thing because I didn't invent it. We're going to change that snooty attitude, but we're still going to have a snooty attitude. And that is going to be from not invented here to doesn't use standards. Okay? We are going to use commercial technologies, but they need to adhere to standards so that they can interoperate, so that they can be assessed. All those other things.
Ziering says those commercial capabilities, along with existing DoD IT assets, will be brought together into more consolidated environments to make them more defensible, and so that DoD can leverage its IT security investments across more of its programs. He says the department will offer both incentives for managers to bring their IT programs into those environments and consequences if they don't. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.